This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is your career dateable? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And I saw my friend Katie's story. She's an oncology nurse down there in Kansas City. Doing really great work. Really proud of her. She loves what she does. It's a hard job. And she's just so connected to her patients. And like, nurses are such special people. Right under your daughter.
My daughter Haley is going to, yes, studying to be a nurse. She just had clinicals yesterday. Loves it.
And she posted on her story that there is a new list out on the internet that nurses are the most dateable careers. That if someone hears, oh, you're a nurse? Immediately, well, they want to date you. Your daughter's already in a relationship, so she's taken.
She's been with her high school sweetheart since freshman year, so, and
they're pretty serious.
Yeah, he's talking about moving in with her, so I'm like, but you know what? This might prod along some people. You're dating? Hey, look it. I'm dateable.
Well, I messaged Katie.
Yeah?
Because I thought about the show right away, and I said, hey, send me wherever you saw this article, where you saw this link.
Okay.
And so I have it here in front of me. But what I'm wanting you all to do, let's have some fun here. Call in, tell us what your career is, and I'll tell you where you fall on this dateable list.
Is the dateable meter?
Is it dateable or not? I mean, look, if you're a parking checker, don't even bother calling in because you're not on the list.
No, probably not.
Parking checkers show up and people immediately go, what? Are you serious?
Where do you?
I swear I was about to move my car. Just give me 5 more minutes.
Where do you fall on the dateable dial? Huh?
Let's do this.
Let's go. 414-432-1099. Tell us what you do.
And we'll tell you if you're dateable or not on the dateable dial.
Yeah. Let's go. This is going to be good stuff.
Is your career dateable? We've got the dateable dial going here in the mix studio. It's Elizabeth and Radar because my friend Katie posted on her story as a nurse that she has one of the most dateable careers. I messaged her and I said, I have to see this list. This would be really fun for the show. So now we're having y'all call in, tell us what your career is, and we'll tell you if it's considered dateable or not. Lori, thanks for joining this morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Let's go.
Lori, I can tell just your voice alone. You sound very dateable.
Yeah, absolutely. Very friendly.
I think I am, but my husband probably thinks I'm, off the market, obviously.
Oh, my gosh. I love that you're married, but you're still calling in to find out, hey, yo, am I dateable or not? Okay, tell us.
I'm still dateable in case I need to know.
In case you need to know. All right, Lori, so tell everybody, what's your career?
I work in veterinary health sales.
Veterinary health sales.
Wait a second. Now, this branches into two different types of careers, though.
True. Pets and animals and sales.
Because vets, the healthcare, that's on the list.
Okay.
But sales is kind of different.
Where does Lori fall in the dateable dial? We'll do a little average.
This is kind of be an average. Okay, because you're in healthcare, you are in the top 40% of dateable.
Right. That's good.
But because you're in sales, you're in like the 17%, which I'm married to a husband. My husband's in sales. I wonder if it's because you feel like sales, you think they're trying to spin your words a little bit.
So we'll go up 10%. We'll come down 10%. Lori, about 30%.
You're 30%, Lori.
All right, Lori, you're good.
30%, awesome. I'll take it. Thank you guys very much. I hope you have a great day.
You have a better one. Thanks for calling in. Okay, that was kind of a challenge to do with her because she was in two different careers. All right, Francesca. Ooh, that's a real sassy name. I like that one. Francesca, thanks for calling in this morning. Looking at the dateable dial for dateable careers, what do you do?
I'm a physical therapist.
All right, the healthcare industry.
Healthcare industry, I'm telling you, that is up there with 40%. It is one of the most dateable careers. If you are a nurse, you are a therapist, you are a doctor, number second is actually education. Teachers.
Oh, wow.
Really? Okay.
Number third is firefighters, EMTs.
Okay, good. Good deal.
I feel like I thought that would have been higher, but healthcare is now the top of the list.
Francesca, how's the dating world going for you? How's the life going?
You know what? I'm happily married. I was just curious to know.
Wait a
second. Married people all curious.
Wait a minute.
What's going on now? Lori had the same situation.
This is the second married person that's calling in. Okay, Francesca, what are you going to do with this information?
I'll just let my husband know that he scored big on this one.
There you go.
You won. You won the lottery, hubby.
You are dating one of the most, you are married to one of the most dateable careers. Would you say it's a dateable career?
I say go, girl.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's the scrubs. It's the scrubs and it's the, oh, yeah, they can take care of you.
Well.
Yep.
You might have a little role playing when you go home later tonight,
Hey-o.
Too. There you go.
Hey-o.
Have a good one, Francesca.
There we go. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling in, Francesca. This is so funny. All right. We're seeing some texts coming in here to the Sign Unlimited text line. Raider, what do you got over there on your side?
Somebody who works in HR. What does HR look like?
HR.
Not good.
HR is only at like 5%.
Oh, yeah. People are worried about that.
And we were just talking about HR. Because I think they feel like you're going to be a tattletale.
Right?
You're going to be such a rule follower. But can I tell you, my friend Christine is in HR, and she is a lot of fun. And she talks all the time about those HR conferences get pretty wild.
See? Because you're a very people person.
You're dateable. People person. Or maybe maybe it's what happens at an HR conference stays at an HR conference.
All right.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.